Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into The Prepared Leader by Erica H. James and Lynn Perry Wooten. Sophie, I gotta start with this. Did this book change how you think about what makes a leader during a crisis?
Oh, absolutely. I think most of us imagine crisis leadership as this dramatic, heroic moment where someone steps up and saves the day. But James and Wooten argue that real crisis leadership happens long before the crisis ever hits, in the quiet moments when you're building relationships and culture.
Right, and that's the thing that struck me. They say crises aren't rare anomalies. They're actually predictable features of organizational life. It's not a matter of if, but when.
Exactly. And the difference between organizations that survive and those that collapse comes down to preparation. Not just contingency plans, but leadership capacity and culture. The authors break it into 5 phases.
5 phases. And the first one is signal detection, which I thought was brilliant. It's about catching the early warning signs before they become a full-blown crisis.
Right.
And they make the point that most organizations fail at this stage not because the signals weren't there, but because they were ignored or explained away. Leaders need to create a culture where bad news travels upward quickly.
Yeah, and that's harder than it sounds, because nobody wants to be the person who brings bad news. But if you punish that person, you're setting yourself up for disaster.
Exactly.
The second phase is prevention and preparation. And this is where the discipline comes in, investing resources in problems that may never materialize.
That's tough. Especially in organizations that are all about short-term results. But the book frames it as an investment in survival, not a cost.
Right.
Then phase 3 is containment and response. This is the part most people think of as crisis leadership, the moment when decisions have to be made quickly with incomplete information.
And they emphasize that speed matters, but accuracy matters more. A fast wrong decision can make everything worse. That's such a good reminder.
Totally. Then phase 4 is recovery, which the authors say is the most misunderstood phase. A lot of leaders think once the immediate threat is over, their work is done. But that's actually where the most important work begins.
Yeah, rebuilding trust, learning from what happened, implementing changes. And they warn against rushing through it just to get back to normal.
And the 5th phase is learning and reflection. This is where the prepared leader really distinguishes themselves. They create space for honest debriefs and institutionalize the lessons so the same mistakes don't happen again.
One thing that really hit me was their point about crisis being an equity issue. Crises don't affect everyone equally. They disproportionately harm the most vulnerable.
Yes.
And the prepared leader actively works to make sure their response doesn't deepen existing inequalities. That's not just moral, it's practical, because ignoring it comes back to haunt you during recovery.
And they talk about the emotional toll on leaders themselves. It's exhausting, lonely, often traumatic. They emphasize self-care as essential, not selfish.
Right.
And communication is central. They say leaders should communicate early and often, even when they don't have all the information. Silence gets filled with rumors and fear.
I also love their take on culture. They argue that culture is a concrete force that shapes behavior when no one's watching. Psychological safety is huge for crisis preparedness.
Absolutely. And they challenge the myth of the heroic leader. Effective crisis leadership is collective. No one person has all the answers. The leader's job is to create conditions where the best answers can emerge.
You know, the one thing I'm actually taking away from this book is that crisis leadership is about people, not processes. Relationships and trust are what carry you through.
That's such a good takeaway. And honestly, if you want to go deeper on this, the whole library is on the 7-Minute Books app at 7minutebooks.com/app. Over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
Well said. Sophie, any final thought?
Just that being a prepared leader isn't about avoiding failure. It's about knowing you have the skills, relationships, and character to handle whatever comes. We'll see you in the next one.